podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
So it's interesting. Twice within 1 week. One was a Facebook message from a young man. I don't know. You guys have seen his picture. Mm-hmm. I don't know how old he is.
12-ish?
12-ish is what I was going to say. Yeah.
11, 12. Maybe 12 to 13. I don't know. But the thing is, he's asking us about the earliest, you know, you should be able to date. And we kind of extracted from that the fact that, well, he must have a little lady friend in mind.
He's got his eye on somebody.
Maybe and a teacher. I don't know.
And then I've also got a friend of mine with an 11-year-old daughter, and she happened to mention to me that her 11-year-old daughter was going on a date.
Like
and
what?
Yeah, and that's what I said. I was like, well, how do you actually define that? With an 11-year-old. And she's like, well, he's a college kid. He's coming by to pick her up.
Stop.
And, oh, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. It's a joke. No, but she says, you know, it's just a kid in her class, and they are going to meet at, I don't know, it was like a bouncy place or something like that, you know? And
Jump Street kind of thing.
Or stuff like that. And they were going to consider that a date. I thought, you know, that's okay. I just think back, my dad would not let my sister go on any kind of date until she turned 16. She could not go on a date. Now, she could go out where there was a bunch of people. And obviously, you know, kids mix and mingle anyway. But she could not technically go on a date. But I don't know if there's I don't know if there's any parents making their kids wait very long anymore. What is the age that parents let their kids go out on dates?
Right. And then it's obviously not alone. I mean, are they dumping them off somewhere? Are they chaperoning these dates? Because, I mean, 12 is probably fine if you drop them off at like a Jump Street and go next door for coffee or something.
You're going to stay in the parking lot.
12's fine. They're not doing anything. They're in public still.
Right.
I remember when I first moved here. So in New York, like kids didn't go, like they were either boyfriend, girlfriend, and that's it. And then I moved to Colorado and boys would be like, hey, do you want to go out with me? And I first got asked out in like the sixth grade when I was 12, like this young man.
Holy cow.
And I didn't know the term out here. And I'm like, go out? Like, how do we go out? Like, I don't have a car. You don't have a car. Like, do you have money? Like, how are we going to go out? Like, sure, I'll go out with you. Yeah. But it means just be my girlfriend. It's like a label thing. If you ask a girl out, it doesn't mean physically out. It means ask to be my girlfriend.
And then
girlfriend.
What do you do though?
I don't know. You hold hands and during recess. So I don't know. But I remember at 12, going on like group dates to the movies.
I might have to recuse myself from this conversation because I was such a shy kid. I was very shy and I was nowhere in that neighborhood.
Same.
Yeah,
I didn't even want to think about that mess.
I was terrified of
till I was like 22. You think I'm joking?
Well, and even then, my parents dropped me off.
I was 15 before I ever kissed a girl. And I know these days there are a lot of 15-year-olds who've already got two kids and everything. But
I know.
I mean,
I
was a kind of a, I got a late start.
Would you, Jeremy, think about little Reed, your son who's nearly four now. Fast forward to him being 12 in the sixth grade and saying, hey, Dad, you know, I'm going to meet little Cindy at the movie theater. Will you drop me off?
It wouldn't be a Cindy. It'd be an Angela.
What do you think?
Don't know. I'd have to be in that situation. I don't know.
I think it's okay. Don't you? I don't know. I think
I'd spy on him. I would stay and spy. Why not?
If we asked our listeners, how old were your kids? Not you, because times have changed. How old were your kids when you let them go out on dates? What do you think the average would be if we took a bunch of calls?
12.
Twelve
is it.
You think that'd be it?
That's it.
Yeah. Fast forward 10 years and it's going to be 2.
Play dates don't count.
Sharing bottles don't count.
I'd love to know. Can we do some research on this? Besides little Blake who wrote to us, he wanted to know too.
Yeah, we gotta hook him up.
It's funny that he was kind of asking us for permission.
He's listening right now being like, come on, baby. I want to take her out.
He's
out.
He's not asking a parent or guardian. He's asking the Dom in the Morning show.
Or she's already there.
Oh, what a misguided youth.
He just nudged her and told her to wake up and get out.
Hey, they're talking about me now. How do you like me now?
You like my bunk beds?
Hi, Lori.
Hello.
All right. So how old were your kids?
Mine's 13.
Yeah.
And she is not going to date until 16.
That you know of.
Yeah.
No. She's at home with me all the time. There is no group date. There is nothing.
Wait, she's sexting, probably.
You don't want her to, like, get a social experience, or what's the deal?
I do, but I want her, she's in honors classes, so I don't want her to get distracted.
Yeah.
What do you think she's doing
with a boyfriend and whatever, and she can go out with
socialize. Yeah, social education is really important, too, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
And a little heavy petting.
Yeah,
never heard.
Heavy.
I got honors in that.
A little makeout session. Uh-huh.
I lettered in heavy petting.
Can you stop saying that?
No.
Lori, okay, we'll put you down at 16, okay?
Thank you.
All right, see you later.
All right.
Have a good one.
Her daughter's sneaking out at night.
Right.
Here's Mackenzie. Hello, Mackenzie.
Hi.
So what's the story?
Well, the official age that me and my sisters were allowed to go on dates was 16, but my mom was known to drop me off on dates a little bit early, probably 15, and just didn't tell my dad. But
oh, so what did you do on these early dates?
You know, I remember going to like kind of like a Jump Street area. It was more like a gym. They had like a big foam pit and
sure.
stuff.
Sure, yeah.
Some of those right. are like Red Robin, maybe a movie, something
sure.
like that.
Great fries.
I like that. You know, you had to hide it from your father, though. That's
yes. Yeah, right. Didn't let him know.
So I'm going to put you down as a 15. How's that?
That's perfect.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
All right, so we got a 16 and 15. So far, no sign of a 12 with you guys. Here's Linda. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
How old?
16.
Wow, I feel like there's a lot of old school thought going on with dating that we
right,
that we assume isn't out there, but it is out there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, Linda?
Yes.
I think the kids are doing it and just not being honest with the parents.
Well,
kids will be kids. We've all been kids.
Maybe. Yep. They probably, Linda, are sneaking together when they can, but it's still not technically a date because it hasn't been sanctioned yet.
Right.
I'm talking about the ones that are sanctioned by the parents.
Right. Hmm. Right.
So you're going to go 16-ish on us.
Yes.
All right. I'm glad you called. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. You know who's not happy right now is that Blake kid. He's not happy at at all. Mix 100.3. Hi, who is this?
Susan.
All right. Can you get us off your speakerphone real fast? Are you able to do that?
Let me see if I can. Oh. I don't know how to do it.
Wait, so did you say that just because the parents don't consider it a date, it's not a date?
I'm trying to figure out what I mean by that. I mean, I know kids will get together when they're out in a group setting, but as far as an actual date, like
a one-on-one.
But it matters to the kid. It matters to this little Blake dude. So if he goes out with some friends and his girl is there and that's what he considers a date, then it's a date to him.
And that's
who we're talking about.
I don't know. I kind of think, I don't know. What do you think? I'm sorry, caller. What's the age?
My daughter just went on a date at 12 a couple months ago.
What did the date consist of?
I'm sorry?
What did the date consist of?
Him and his mother came over and picked her up, and they went roller skating.
Aha.
That's a good early date right there. That's fine.
It's kind of funny to think there's still roller skating going on.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad you called. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. Drive carefully. Here comes Maureen. Hello, Maureen.
Hello.
So how old was your child?
My daughter was 9.
9.
What did they do? Where'd they go?
Well, she told me that she had a boyfriend and that they were going to go out.
Yeah.
The boyfriend's mom came over and with him and drove them to a movie, I think out for ice cream afterwards. And I just remember telling her, you know, if you start dating young, just know there will be a disappointment early. And that was the conversation we had.
Good pep talk.
So you talked to her about Kevin, her heart broken. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Thanks for being on the show. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. 9 years old. And that one's sanctioned.
That's kind of cute, though. Ice cream.
Right.
It's cute.
They probably put on their little dresses.
Here's Jim. Hello, Jim.
Hello.
How old was your child?
14.
Yeah, okay. What'd they do on that 14-year-old date?
It was a chaperoned movie.
Mm-hmm.
What movie?
Pulp Fiction.
What movie was it? say it again.
If I Stay.
Oh, yeah.
So
that
this was just recently then.
Yeah, yeah. Huh.
Are you nervous, Jim, that she's in dating land now?
No, not at all. We're a fairly intimidating family. She has six other siblings, so she's our baby.
Oh, a lot of protection.
She's got backup.
Did you answer the door with a gun?
Oh, right.
Actually, bow and arrow. It's a lot quieter.
Nice job, Robin Hood.
That's fantastic. Jim, thanks for taking the time. Drive carefully.
Thank you.
Bow and arrow.
That's so Katniss. Way to go.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
So how old?
My parents knew as of 15 and 16, but I was actually sneaking out in the house when I was 12 and 13.
Uh-huh. I know, but you know what? But the thing is, again, all kids sneak out of the house, whether that falls technically under the title of a date. I'm thinking we're talking the things that are, because we want to know what the parents are thinking. These have to be sanctioned dates by the parents. So for you, it was how old? 15?
16? Yeah.
I'll put 15.
Well, what were you doing when you snuck out of the house? Where'd you go?
My cousin and I went to a gas station to meet up with our boyfriends. And
it's a hot date.
Parks and the school park.
Right, you go to a park.
What were you,
you
doing in the park?
That's a date.
But that's not what we're talking
playing
about.
Playing soccer.
Sneaking out and meeting somebody is a whole different world. Lisa, glad you called. Have a great day.
Thank you, too.
All right, let's take one more and then we'll get our average. But it looks like the average is going to be higher than you guys thought. Julie?
Hello.
How old?
16.
All right.
Well,
I have six kids, and they've all adhered to that rule. My baby's 12, and he understands.
He's got to wait for you or sneak out.
He's sneaking out.
You know what? They don't have that option either.
Got the bars on the windows.
You live in a prison or what?
You don't handcuff your child to the bed. Hey,
come on, warden.
You know, I think it's just been because they've known the expectations from the time they were young and they knew the rules. And honestly, I can honestly tell you my oldest is 24 and I've never had one sneak out.
I'm glad you called. You have a great day, okay?
Thanks.
Thanks for being on the show.
That she knows of.
I know. I don't want to offend these parents, but we sneak out.
I understand. There are some kids who don't, but here's what we're going to do. We're going to throw out the high and the low. Which is what you're supposed to do.
Oh, there
right?
goes the nine.
43,
dang it.
57.
Best
72,
year of my life.
88. divide.
Just started to blossom.
I was a hot little thing.
Happy as a little girl.
The average for our listeners turned out to be 14.
All right.
For the first real dates. So.
That you know of.
I think that's about where we are, though. I think it used to always be around 16, and now it has slipped officially to 14, and probably within a few years it will be.
Well.
12, so.
I hope these parents are having the talk with these 14-year-olds.
What talk, Jeremy?
Talking with you know.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.